Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And I saw something today that's really stirred me up. Hold your place there in Romans and go back to Isaiah. Let's get the source of this thing. Isaiah 52. Are you in Romans still? And you got Isaiah 52? So let's read Romans 10. Yeah, Romans 10. So that's just a few pages over. But then we're going to Isaiah 52 from there. Romans 10 and 13. Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? What's the answer? They won't. How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? They won't, and they can't. Is hearing important? So important. How shall they hear without a preacher? Is it important that people be called and anointed to teach and preach? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Well, they won't. You know, I couldn't have preached in California if I couldn't have got out there. If I didn't have anything to wear. Didn't have anything to eat. Hadn't had a place to stay. Somebody paid for our fuel from the church here. Well, they sent me. People have got seed in that aircraft. People have sown clothes to us. Our salary comes out of the church and the ministry. And so offerings did that. So our partners in our church are feeding me and Phyllis and clothing us and sending us because we couldn't go.
That's right.
You can't go unless you're sent. Keep reading this. How will they preach except they be sent? As it is written. What does it mean, as it is written? He's quoting previous scripture. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach what? The gospel of peace and bring what?
Glad
tidings of good things. See, we're not even preaching the gospel until we're preaching about the good things. Do you see that? I didn't write that. The Amplified says, how can men be expected to preach unless they're sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings. How welcome is the coming of those who preach the good news of his good things.
Amen.
Say that out loud. The good news
of his good things.
Now look back in Isaiah 52, because that's what he's quoting. He's quoting Isaiah 52 and 7. 52:7 Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, that publishes peace, that brings good tidings, what? Of good. Good news of good. The Amplified said, good news of good things. That publishes salvation, that says to Zion, thy God reigns. Thy good God, who does good things, reigns. Said out loud, the gospel is good news of good things.
Hallelujah.
And what is it that turns men around? The gospel. What is it that gets men out of death and into life, out of sin and into right living, out of bondage and into freedom? It's the good news of good things. When Jesus talked about the Spirit of the Lord's upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Good news of what? Good things to the poor. What kind of good things does a poor man need to hear and want to hear? If you told him you got to stay poor, God's working something out in your life? Is he going to get excited about that? Is he going to call that good news? That's not good news. That's bad news. Oh, but the gospel's not bad news. The gospel is good news. The Bible said when this gospel is preached to all nations for a witness, then the end's going to come. But see, this gospel of the goodness of God has not been preached. Religion has been preached. Fear has been preached. Sin has been preached. Guilt and condemnation has been preached. Rules have been preached. But that's not what turns men to God. Condemnation doesn't work. What I mean by that, you can preach against stuff all the time, and maybe it is sin, and maybe people shouldn't do it, but you can preach against it, and you can come down on it, and people will feel bad, they will feel bad, they will feel low, and they'll cry, and they'll leave and go home, and do it again. Because there's no power in condemnation and guilt to get you out. Listen to me, friends. God does not want you to feel bad about what you have done or are doing. He does not want you to be guilty and feel bad. He wants you free from it. Free. And he wants you clean and washed so that you believe you're righteous now again. He is not impressed by you going around hitting yourself over the head, you know, self-condemnation, trying to prove to him how sorry you are about it. He is not pleased with that. That just means you're not believing the Bible. It means you're not doing the Bible. It means you don't have faith in the blood. Amen. And you don't want to get into trying to make somebody feel guilty and feel bad for what they've done. You have to watch it, especially with family. Especially with family, close family. Because the enemy will come and thoughts and feelings will come. They don't know how bad they really messed up. They don't know how bad they hurt me. And then you try to explain it to them. And you try to show them. What are you wanting them to do? You're wanting them to feel bad. You're trying to minister guilt. You're trying to minister condemnation. And you have left the Holy Ghost way back there. Because he's not into that. Now, if you're in sin and you won't repent, your own heart will condemn you. And that's going to stay that way unless and until you repent. But it's not my job to condemn you. Not your job to condemn somebody else. Our job is to proclaim, to publish, to preach, to teach, to put on CDs and DVDs, broadcast on the internet, books, and have meetings, and say it through the microphone. God is a good God. And we got some good news about some good things for you. So Brother Oral Roberts is right. God is a good God. And he wants to do something good for you today. Of course, God was saying that a long time ago, even before that. Can you say amen? What turns and leads men to repentance? Don't think you already know about this. Now, are you with me by faith? Some things we have heard so much until you think you know it. And you cannot be listening for new things. This is one of those. What turns men around? What causes men to repent? Repent does not mean come and fall across the altar and cry and feel bad.
No.
What does repent mean? Change. Change. Turn from one way of living to another way of living. Change. Turn from one way of life to another. What has the power to do that? Somebody that their life is just destroyed by drugs. And they are able to turn their life around. That just like they were obsessed with drugs, they are now completely free from drugs and they're full of God. Their life has been turned around. What has the power to do that? The Bible said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, which is what? Not just good news, but good news of good things, of the goodness of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord because it is the power of God unto salvation. The power is in the good news. The power to change men's lives is in the good news. You and I are living proof of it. Are we not? Where would you be tonight without the good news? Without that power, that where were you before you got saved? Can you testify here tonight that the good news of the goodness of God and God's good things had in it the power to turn your life around? Turn you from one way of living to another way of living. From bondage to freedom. From sickness to health. From poverty to plenty. Does it have within it the power to do that? Yes, it does. But men and religions have tried other things to turn. They've tried all kinds of things. They've tried reasoning. They've tried intellectual prowess. They've tried craftiness. They've tried rules and regulations and a whole lot of condemnation. There is no power in those things for a man or woman's life to be turned around.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Gives me